At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I made the statement, it's not like up to you to decide what's fair or unfair when Reese answered that question. I'm going to answer it. It's unfair as hell for you to go to the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, get in the Final Four, come out being ranked number one this year, an expectation that you created by what you accomplished at Penn State. And for those people not to show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for all the hard work that you did, I'm saying it's unfair.
I'm saying it's unfair. Those were the words of Nick Saban after you, I, and everybody else threw out James Franklin's record, Diesel, against top 10 teams. We know what that record was. But the question now becomes, because Nick Saban said what he said, does that change our mind on the firing of James Franklin that happened almost 2 weeks ago now? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Tolo Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in the upstate. Go ahead and start interacting. Tolo's at 844-326-3663. I want to get your thoughts on what Nick Saban said on Saturday when it comes to James Franklin and the firing and the dismissal from Penn State. Diesel, I'll start with you on this one. Did what Nick Saban said alter your thinking in any way in terms of James Franklin and whether he deserved to be fired or not?
Well, I'm going to answer your question with a question. How fast do you think Pat Kraft called James Franklin back and said, oh, sorry, James, Jimmy, Bobola, come back to Penn State. Be with us. We were sorry. We didn't mean it. That didn't happen. It didn't happen because it's not ever going to change any athletic director's mind when it comes to big-time donors. You know, he who holds the gold card makes the rules. Anytime the people who have the money, who are willing to say, not going to give it to you anymore, if you don't fire this guy, that's what happens. That's what happens. The people with the money make the rules, and the people with the money decided a long time ago that what James Franklin was providing to the university, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago before the firing happened, and I put it in one of my sports spins, and I said 35 wins over 3 years, is that not good enough for you? A lot of the Tolos and you yourself, Cole, said no.
Yeah.
His record against top 10 teams is why he should be fired. Well, it's not good enough. It's not fair, but that's also why he's getting paid like $40 million to go away.
Yeah.
It's not like he had a one-month severance, peace out, good luck putting your kid through college. It's, we're gonna pay you handsomely to work here, we're going to pay you handsomely to win the biggest games, and then we're going to pay you handsomely to go away.
Well, I agree with you on the AD side of it, but the question was, does it change your mind? Diesel, does it change? Not the AD. We all know the AD's mind's not being changed, but does what Nick Saban said change your mind? You, the Tolos out there, in terms of what you thought when James Franklin got fired, hearing Nick Saban say what he said on Saturday on College Game Day, and now a few days later, depending on where you originally were on the firing, does it change your mind at all?
No, because the expectations were always going to be really high. Like, James deserves a lot of credit because with help of Bill O'Brien before him, they brought this program back from the brink. I mean, it was as low as it could possibly go. Penn State football was a laughingstock. And he got paid a tremendous amount of money to do his job, and he was allowed to do it for almost a decade there at Penn State. It doesn't change my mind because that's why these guys get paid. They all know the business. They all know what they signed up for. What matters, it doesn't matter once you get to that level of coaching. It doesn't matter that you're beating the crap out of Rutgers. It doesn't matter that you're beating the crap out of Eastern Michigan in week two of the season. What matters is how you perform against the best of the best, because now those fans take those Eastern Michigan and the Rutgers and the Minnesotas, they take those wins for granted. They assume those wins are going to happen. So you're not judged on those wins anymore. Granted, he was fired after losing to Northwestern, a team you're not supposed to lose to.
Sure. And that's why I asked the question, because Diesel, I've said this multiple times on the show before, and I think it's good to remember for us, is just for all people, regardless of it being sports related or not, I think it's good to be able to have your opinion formulate and change based on other things that happen. For example, I was in the boat, and you just said it, I was in the boat when James Franklin got fired, and even last year, Diesel, I was very adamant that James Franklin wasn't getting the job done, right? And then he gets fired, and it's like, oh my gosh, did that really happen, right? You kind of smack yourself. And then you hear what Nick Saban said. And for any Tolos who just tuned into the show, I'll play that audio for you again in just a second. But you hear what Nick Saban said. And with Nick Saban being Diesel as big of a voice as he is in college football and being kind of the authority, right, when it comes to what college football fans feel and think, I'm not going to lie to you. It didn't completely change my opinion. I still think James Franklin deserved to be fired and held accountable because of his inability to win when it mattered. But hearing Nick Saban say what he said from a coaching perspective, him having coached for as long as he did, it does make me feel a little bit different. A little bit different, just because I always want to be open to new ideas, new opinions, and never be like so concrete that I can't ever change my opinion.
DFig on the text line, 844-326-3663. Get your thoughts in to us. He says, Nick Saban has gone soft. Nick Saban has gone soft. Well, you know, Nick Saban was making $10 million a year to go out there and beat Florida and LSU and Georgia and Tennessee. He wasn't getting paid $10 million to beat Vandy and Samford, right? So your expectations, again, become cemented that you're supposed to beat the weakest of the weak. That's why you got hired in the first place, because the guy before you probably wasn't getting that done. And then you get paid to go out there and beat the best of the best. You get paid to go out there and make it into the playoff. Otherwise, you get fired. Your ass is grass. You go somewhere else. You find something else to do, or you join someone's staff, rehab your image, and a couple of years from now, people will look back on your tenure, where you were before, with rosier glasses, and they'll say, oh, you know what? This guy was actually a pretty good coach. We're going to give him another shot, and we're going to give him a $5, $6, $7 million salary to do it. So, you know, the expectation may be unfair. If you want to talk about unfair, Nick, the expectation on the next guy they hire, that is unfair.
Maybe. Right?
Because you're going to have a new coach, a new staff, an entirely new team who will only be judged on what they do against top 10 teams. Or that guy will be fired as well 3 to 4 years from now.
And JB on the YouTube stream real quick before we get to some more audio from what James Franklin said Saturday, because it was really fascinating. JB was asking about his record against top 25 teams. He was 17-26, Diesel, against top 25 teams. However, when you go up against the top of the top, the best of the best, he was 4-21 against top 10 teams, 1-10 against Ohio State specifically. So we all know that he could recruit, but for whatever reason, the demise of the Buckeyes and him and or his inability to beat the Buckeyes, that didn't help, right? A few more wins against Ohio State, and maybe James Franklin still has a job. And to your point, very unfair expectations, but welcome to the world of college football in 2025, right?
That's why the salaries are what the salaries are, right? The expectations 15 years ago, and I think this is probably true for most coaches across college football, because we've seen, I mean, think about it, 15 years ago, a coach at a Power Four school making somewhere between $3 and $6 million was kind of the tippy top of the range. Yeah. And it's almost doubled in the last 15 years. Look at it. Kurt Cignetti just got a like $10.5, $11.5 million, and he's never even won a conference championship.
No.
At Indiana.
He's only been there for like 4 seconds.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And to who was it? To JB's point, he says, what was James Franklin's record against top 25 teams? 17-26. That comes from Cole. That was over the course of his long.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tenure, and that's not good enough. That's not good enough once you've already shown that you can do it. I'm not saying that what he achieved was where he wanted to be or where the program wanted to be, but I am saying that he won 35 games over the last 3 years. There was an awful lot of winning. So Penn State fans judged James Franklin off of a very small handful of games, and I get the frustration. Yeah. I understand the frustration. You're paying him. What was he making? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, not exactly.
Probably making close to $9.5 million.
A lot.
You're getting paid to beat Ohio State and to beat Oregon and win playoff games. But then again, we talked about it last year. They made it into the playoff and they won a playoff game and no one gave them any credit for it. Mm-mm. Like, it didn't matter. It did not matter that they beat, who was it, SMU?
Yeah, I think so.
In the playoff. Like, people looked at it like, ah, that's chump change. You're supposed to beat SMU. They stink. They just got here. It's still a playoff win. And if we've gotten to the point, and maybe this circles back to Nick Saban's point, if we've gotten all the way around to the point, we've gone so far that we've come full circle that getting into the playoff game, winning a playoff game, and winning 35 games over 3 years is grounds to be fired after being in the top five this season, then we've kind of jumped the shark. He's saying we've gone just a little bit too far.
So in case you just tuned in, that audio one more time, plus what James Franklin said went down on that Sunday after the loss, and then how he responds with winning a championship somewhere else. Here's what Saban said.
It's not like up to you to decide what's fair or unfair when Reese answered that question. I'm going to answer it. It's unfair as hell. For you to go to the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, get in the Final Four, come out being ranked number one this year, an expectation that you created by what you accomplished at Penn State. And for those people not to show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for all the hard work that you did, I'm saying it's unfair.
I'm saying it's unfair. Now, Diesel, did you hear what went down? Did you hear how the Sunday went with James Franklin being fired?
No,
I didn't. This is fascinating. Here's James Franklin on College Game Day Saturday.
find out the news that Penn State wanted to move on and part ways with you.
Yeah, well, we were a practice Sunday team, Coach, and we have a team meeting at 1:45. About 1:30, the AD walked in and said, we're going to make a change. I'm sorry. Was in shock, obviously. Really took the next 15 minutes to let my kids know so they wouldn't find out on the internet. And then walked down and had a super emotional meeting with the team to tell them I was leaving. That was it. It was that quick. Obviously, pretty much in shock as that was going on.
I just want to know, like, obviously you're emotional. Obviously you want your family, kids, whatever, to know first. And it was cool to see his daughter at game day with him on Saturday. It was really cool that he was there, just to be quite frank. Right? But I would like to experience being fired, having to go talk to the team that I coach, but know in the back of my mind, Diesel, I just got $40 million. I'm going to go tell this team that I'm leaving, but I just got $40 million. I'm going to cry for 15 seconds, but after that, I'm going to buy a new truck, right?
You know, it's as if James Franklin doesn't have
a five-car
garage filled with new trucks. Look, none of us listening, maybe none of us, I don't know. I don't know how many Fortune 500 company CEOs listen to our show. I hope lots.
Yeah, six, I think.
I don't know how many people listening to this show can even fathom what it's like to be playing on that financial field. But this is still the tippy top of a competitive profession.
Sure.
And Penn State is, without a doubt, a cream of the crop kind of job. You think about all the elite jobs across college football, there might be 15, 20 of them, and this is one of them. And you pour everything you have into making this team successful. And it just doesn't work out. It doesn't go your way. The ball bounces funny, and you got screwed, and all of a sudden you're fired. It still hurts.
It does.
It's got to hurt for them. Like, any of us get fired, we're probably like, oh, crap, where's our next paycheck coming
from? That's
right. How are we going to make rent or mortgage the next month? James doesn't have to think about that.
Yeah.
And the truth is, James has got a golden parachute because he's got a $40 million buyout, and his name is James Franklin, and he's going to get hired somewhere like that.
Probably anywhere.
But still, it's not like they're robots that are just out there saying, hey, player number 12, you do this. It's not ones and zeros.
Now, James Franklin did talk about the job not being finished. Here was that audio. Oh, let me try again. James Franklin, job not finished.
Essentially, six games ago, we were fighting for a chance to be in the national championship, a two-minute drive away. So that's the thing. I really can't answer that, Kirk. 12 years, a ton of good moments, a bunch of big wins, but decisions were made. And I'm not involved in those decisions. I'm very, very grateful for the time I had, and most importantly, for the relationships I was able to build. I thought we were going to win a national championship there. We were close. That goal hasn't changed. We're just going to go win a national championship somewhere else now.
Oh, you hear that, Diesel?
Oh,
we're just going to go win a national championship at South Carolina. I mean, it's somewhere else now. Is that what he said?
Huh? God, would South Carolina fans take him tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Would go get the guy and lift him up on like a 10-story riser and carry him all the way to Columbia with golden sheets and, you know, the palm branches. They'd welcome him tomorrow. Sorry, Beamer, but they would.
Well,
right?
Shane can stay on as the special teams coach. But that's about it.
Yeah, so we still have Beamer ball.
We got Kane going back and forth about what it must be like to get fired and handed a $40 million check. Kane says, I'd love to get paid an extreme amount of money to leave my job. JB says, me too. I'd take that money and run. I always bring it back to this. James Franklin has worked his entire life. And how old is James Franklin? 55, 60 years old-ish?
Ish.
He's worked 55 years, probably 40 years or 35 years as a coach to get to the pinnacle of his profession.
Yeah.
And then three losses in a row this season after being in the top five, being in the playoff last year, it's pulled out from under you. Now, I say it's going to be easy for him to go get another job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but what if the conditions at his next job or his next job don't really allow him to get back to that level of like having that brass ring just right there. Like his fingertips were touching that brass ring. They were on it. But we say, I mean, I've said, go take the Virginia Tech job. It fits your personality. It fits the region that you're used to working in. And Virginia Tech is ripe for the come up. Well, they might not have all the same support. They might not have all the same finances. They don't have that same synergy in the athletic department. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you get this close to the tippy top of your profession.
Yeah.
To have it yanked down from under you.
Still tough.
And again, it's nice to walk away with a $40 million check.
Sure.
But when your life's essence is to get to that point and you're right there and you lose it, that hurts.
It does. Again, $40 million makes it a little bit easier, but I do agree with you. It still does hurt.
Oh, God. Now JB says, if Beamer is gone, bring on Gruden to Columbia.
Ha!
Ooh, God. What is it with John Gruden? Like, everybody thinks they're going to get him. Nobody does. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating conversation. When we come back, Cole, let's do this. Let's make a little change. We got our player of the week,
yep.
Aiden Gibson of Woodruff, coming up next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.